The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mental Monday for a lot of people, but it's Tuesday. Four more days to the weekend. What are you gonna do? Got big plans? Tell us on Friday. Stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also get the podcast there, and it's also Tanline Tuesday on Twitter.
I did exercise my constitutional right to fish for an hour over the weekend.
You catch anything?
Did not.
Good. I mean, good, but if you caught something, you would have to tell us.
I would have. I'm obligated to report that.
I know you are. Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Yesterday was a slog.
It was.
At our house, the kids are like, oh, you want to play a game or something? We're just bored.
Like, it was ugly.
Like, can we do anything? I'm like, do what?
Right, yeah. It was just gloomy.
Yeah, and you went.
It's raining.
Yeah, I mean, you check out around the country where it's sunny out, and we had a great day. The day before was beautiful there. Saturday was absolutely gorgeous, right? But you're right. Monday was just, I'd rather be at work. Then I had to wake up, and I probably wouldn't have made that. Who had Jerry Sloan? He didn't wake up.
Poop Turducken. Is one of the players that had Jerry Sloan.
Needed a segue. I'm
sorry. Quite the segue.
Same day abortion sex gets a hit with Jerry Sloan.
Yeah.
As does Saturdays with Sandusky and Scent of Placenta.
Yeah.
Taint Dead Yet gets a hit. Team G-Spot gets a hit. As does Terry Schiavo's Veggie Burgers.
I didn't know she had a chain after that. Okay, good for them.
And the Benson Burner also gets
a hit. That guy got a hold of us, man.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He's the Benson Burner. I think that was email said, yeah.
But it had nothing to do with the area of Omaha.
No, it was Cedric Benson, the running back who died in a motorcycle accident?
Right, yeah.
That's right.
Oh. I thought he was a pothead from Benson, Nebraska.
Yeah. That's
Benson,
what I thought.
Benson area of Omaha.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, it was a reference to Cedric Benson.
Yeah.
Much darker than
died in a fiery motorcycle crash.
Yeah.
Much more horrible.
Yeah, much more.
It is.
He was proud of it. No. It's about smoking weed in Benson, the area of Omaha.
Oh.
It's about this guy.
That's no fun. Yeah.
Not talking about a neighborhood. I'm talking about a dead football player.
Yeah.
Did Cedric Benson ever make it to the NFL?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he played with the Bengals for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he finished up with the Packers.
Yeah, I'd forgotten how he died until I saw that.
Bears, too. I think he played with the Bears for a few years.
The Bears.
That's right. I remember him with the Bears.
More than 100 people have claimed that they are Jeffrey Epstein's kid.
Oh,
they want
of the
some
cash.
Of his $634 million.
Yeah, he's loaded.
The legal service.
Is that still in limbo?
Yeah.
All his money?
Yeah, $634 million. That's going to be in limbo for a while, you would think. The Sun reports legal service EpsteinHeirs.com has gotten calls from nearly 400 people, with 130 of them insisting that they are indeed his secret offspring. The Florida-based business launched just hours after the guy was found dead. The founder of the website said it's possible that Epstein fathered a kid because he was known to have been promiscuous for years. None of the cases have been taken on for further investigation. That would require a DNA test and
he may bear back
possible
a bunch of people,
court
sure.
testimony.
Yeah, a dude doing all that, I doubt he'd be real worried about protection.
No.
Do you want that guy to be your dad?
No.
Well, if he's dead and giving you a bunch of money,
yeah.
You know, take like a guy in my position, for instance.
Well, we always thought it might have been T-Boone Pickens.
Who was adopted and then found out his father was dead. Now, it turns out if his father was a dead Epstein, you might put your name in the hat for a little bit of that cash.
We were hoping it was T-Boone Pickens for years.
Right.
Right.
The Lake County Sheriff's Office in Greater Orlando, Florida, was investigating a tip. The police served a 79-year-old man a search warrant, and the officers found millions of dollars worth of cannabis. According to Click Orlando, Utilities Services responded to the scene after it was discovered the illegal grow operation was stealing electricity. Enough power was being stolen, they say, to power a small town.
How much weed was flying around that set?
A lot.
They estimated the dollar amount of stolen utility resources to be in the millions. 300 pounds. They found over 300 pounds of processed weed, large quantities of cannabis concentrates, two firearms, cultivation equipment, 767 large marijuana plants were seized. The street value, they estimated, and this is almost impossible to figure out, was estimated to be $2.3 million.
That's if you sold it, like, by the ounce.
Well, they don't even know because there was so much of the concentrates and other stuff around that they're just kind of guessing.
There's a warehouse full of ounce baggies.
Yeah, right.
What do you need? He opens the doors, ounce baggies everywhere.
They should have followed your advice, Craig.
Yeah, when they bust guys like that, they should make them break it down into ounce baggies so they can properly calculate the street value.
How much is it worth, right? Yeah. That's a lot of weed.
Well, they didn't follow the rules while they were breaking the law.
That's right. Right.
If they would have been paying for their power, they could have still been cranking out the weed.
Right.
Oh, that's how they got caught?
There was some sort of tip, and then the cops went over there and said, hey, you can't be doing this. And then slowly, they figured it all out slowly, but there was a tip originally.
They looked at it and said, oh, I paid $17 in electricity last year, and this year it's $4,800. Kind of a red flag.
Well, I think they were just stealing it. I mean, he was off the, you know, they were just bypassing.
They suck it off. They suck it off. Push and I watched Billions, and there was a story about Bitcoin, how they sucked. They had used all the power of one town to get all this Bitcoin to go someplace.
Yeah, they were running a giant illegal server farm, and that's how they caught
them. They ripped off
spike
money from
in
the
power.
Actual,
yes,
these guys were stealing electricity the way you'd hijack cable.
From the town,
Well, that, and they were getting it going around a meter.
Okay.
It was before a meter that they were getting their power, not after the meter.
Once again, above our pay grade, we don't know dick about that, but whatever.
Right, but people do.
I know.
And thank God.
And they're laughing at us.
Thank God for the guy who has 767 plants in his basement.
Yes. Naomi Osaka is number one, the number one top-earning female athlete.
What'd she do?
She's a tennis player.
Oh, I don't know her. Do I know her? She's Asian, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is part of the reason she is the top-earning female athlete.
I think I've seen her, right?
Of course you have. Yeah, She's 22. She earned almost $37.5 million over the last 12 months from endorsements and prize money. She got just past Serena.
Okay. Serena's on the tail end of her career. Anyway.
Mom is Japanese. Mm-hmm. Dad is Haitian.
Yeah, she looks...
She's a very exotic
girl. Yeah.
She looks Asian and black.
She now has the one-year record for a female
athlete.
Is
she naked anywhere?
No. She now has...
I knew Craig would know.
He's looked.
She now has...
Right away looked.
The one-year record for a female athlete, topping the previous mark of almost $30 million set by... Want to guess who set the
female?
Other mark?
Female athlete?
Yeah, we were talking female athletes here. And Osaka just topped
Serena?
The one-year record. No.
It's got to be another tennis player.
It is another tennis player because that's what they all have been.
Martina.
Yeah, no. No.
Chrissy Everett.
No.
Steffi Graf.
No, that's when they weren't getting as much
they
money.
They weren't making much money.
Yeah, they weren't making nearly
the hot
as much
chick.
Money.
The hot chick.
Yes.
Sharapova.
Yeah.
Maria
exactly.
Sharapova.
Yeah, in 2015, she got almost $30 million. Osaka, however, number 29 overall on the list. She's the top female, though.
A lot of cash, man.
Yeah, Williams at number 33. Williams had led the way among women for the last 4 years.
They're doing a movie about this, the Williams sisters. Will Smith plays her old man.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw some still shots. He's got like high Nikes on, short shorts, teaching him tennis in the early 80s. Yeah, he plays
He's not generally viewed as a good dude, though, yeah. Is he?
No.
The Williams dad?
Well, no, actually. He raised him really well.
Stage dad?
A hard ass.
He was a hard ass, but he said he raised him really well, so I'm not sure how the movie's going to be about. But
Now, Osaka became the first Japanese player to win a Grand Slam, the first Asian tennis player ever to be ranked number one in the world. She had dual citizenship growing up, but then had to represent Japan in the or had decided to represent Japan in the 2020 Summer Olympics that have now been postponed to 2021.
Yeah, they can't do it.
This made her an even hotter commodity for Olympic sponsors because it's in Tokyo and she's half Japanese.
Yes, she is.
So Procter & Gamble, airline, and a few other places from over there in Asia signed endorsement deals with her.
Good for her, man.
Well, I can't pronounce these words.
I don't care, actually. So don't worry about them. Don't worry about them.
Now, she got a special deal in her contract with Nike. Only two people of all the Nike people that they sponsor have this deal. Everyone else can have nothing else, no other brand but Nike to be seen.
Right.
She can. She can have all the other brands she wants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because she's got so many.
She's single?
They said, I don't know.
They're just happy to be some in there somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, because she's already got it.
Did she have the other ones before she had Nike?
I don't know, but that was part of her deal. Yeah. She's like, no, I've got other people on there, too. And her and another tennis player got this.
They said, okay, you don't have to be exclusive.
Right. She now has 15 endorsement partners.
Good for her.
Almost all are worth seven figures.
She naked?
Annually. I'm sure she is sometime.
Underneath her clothes.
It's not documented.
Yeah.
Craig Googles the person nude all the time when he hears a woman's name. Even in person. What's your name? Oh, let me see that. And just Googles her name. Googles
okay, now that's something else.
Cheryl Johnson. Oh, nice to meet you, Cheryl. Hang on a second. Cheryl Johnson nude. There's a Cheryl Johnson listing right now. Sorry, I just came up with two names I didn't know.
Now, this is not something that I
Typing
have done.
In nude.
Tyler overstates my case here. Nevertheless.
Oh, you're so unlike him.
Okay, but I have a question.
Right.
I have a question.
Can you Google?
You hear about so much of this girlfriend porn, for instance.
Yes.
People putting up pictures that they're not that they shouldn't.
Right.
Or, you know, for whatever reason, they shouldn't put up this naked picture of whoever they have it on.
Right.
Now then.
Are you talking revenge porn or?
For instance, but any number of reasons. Now then, someone has Googled average person's name.
Yes.
And found one of those pictures of them. You see what I'm saying? So
sounds like you have done what I've said you did.
Who was it? But the name that you just gave.
Cheryl Johnson.
Okay. Someone works with her.
I don't know. I know.
Someone works with her.
She's a fictitious Cheryl Johnson.
It is fictitious.
Totally.
And so if you just type in average person's name, someone has come up with this. Someone has found their friend naked on the interwebs.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anyone that has.
And you've looked.
I haven't looked. No. That's one of those things that I wouldn't do.
Nick Allen knew.
It sounds like you're relaying a personal experience here.
Well, I just dropped my pants right here. You didn't need a picture, do you?
Yeah, are you saying that they searched out their friend's name or they just happened to be browsing?
No, I'm
saying someone has probably
searched out someone's name. Just, let's just see.
Yeah, but, okay. if they're not famous, why would they be on the internet anyway? Like,
I told you, revenge porn, for instance.
Oh, yeah. But is there
for any number of reasons, but guys are going to post up somewhere a naked picture of a girl that they've got.
That's true.
Now, I've
watched some videos.
Do you think, Craig, that anybody has been just casually viewing amateur porn and gone, whoa, that's,
yes.
I know those people.
Yes, that's happened.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's happened. I'd recognize those balls anywhere.
And I haven't run across
boobs.
I'm grateful that I haven't run across
someone
that I know.
Yeah. There's an amateur porn website says that's the words to the effect of that. The title is, I know that girl or something
is that
like
what
that.
It is? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just for amateurs.
Yeah, and I
and yeah, somebody I've knows never, that girl.
Yeah, I've never run across one of those things, but you know somebody does.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know this has happened
yeah,
to somebody.
They're real people. Yeah, amateur porn is. I've heard is one of some people's favorites.
And at that point, are you horrified or do you just go ahead? And,
I don't
and
know.
Take care of things.
Depending on the woman.
I don't know. I know.
We're looking
I know
at the woman,
you don't
man.
Take care of things.
We're looking at the woman.
Well, Tyler has a dink pic up in the cloud.
Yeah,
it's not my dink though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. You told us. You sent
you
it to your
so.
Wife.
Oh, yeah, it's in the cloud. Yeah, yeah. yeah. But he's kind of resting.
Google.
Don't make excuses now.
Yeah. There's a little blood. Yeah. There's a little blood in that bear, but not a full blood.
Don't make excuses now.
Yeah. I never thought about
so
that.
So, Todd, are you Googling Tyler's dink
like
pic?
Tyler's or? Dink.
Well, it's just going to just Todd's just looking at his
oh,
phone.
Oh, you're going to find several of a dude named Tyler.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
But Todd knows. He'll be able to pick it out.
Todd's no, just, that's not it.
No, Todd's that's the one.
Todd's just looking at his phone.
yeah, I'm part of a chain.
he's got yeah. to categorize.
When he's texting out dink pics, I'm part of that chain.
One dink pic.
Only send this to Becky.
There's going to be
Todd.
People at UPorn and Pornhub that don't know they're on there.
Oh, of course there is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not cool.
No. But you don't know that when you're watching it, so...
No, but
I watch consensual.
Listen, it's you.
As
you're
far
just browsing
as you know.
For something, right, right, and right. like your face pops up.
Yeah. Here's a YouTube
what?
Video
yeah.
called Mike Tyler's Dink Out to the tune of Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Oh.
It's a little video game.
There's a.
But it's YouTube, so they don't show it.
Big MMA guy, big black guy, MMA guy. His name's Mike Tyler. I see his name if you Google that.
That might be this guy.
It could be him, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy I'm looking at now.
Yes, of course it is. Yeah, he's probably packing something.
A punch. Yes, he is.
Yeah. African Americans and Latino Americans are 3 times more likely to know someone who has died from COVID-19 than white Americans.
All right, Tomas said, I discovered an ad for Girls Gone Wild and saw an X.
Well, the boobs popping out? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. yeah. It's that sort of
all
thing.
Those
yeah.
videos back in the day. The old Missouri pool boobs hanging out.
Yeah.
yeah, that's what that was. So, yeah, COVID is...
30% of blacks, 26% of Latinos know someone killed by the coronavirus. 10% of white Americans know someone killed by the coronavirus.
So I finally went back and looked at that Facebook post. I'd posted when this woman was bitching about not wearing a mask. And I said, it's to protect other people. That's all I said. I didn't call her an idiot.
Until later.
Well, then I finally wasn't going to look at it. I looked at it this morning during the break when you guys were sitting around, and she says, protect from what? So I said, oh, you're an idiot. So I finally said, you're an idiot. So I'm not arguing with idiots.
Eventually
anymore.
It comes down to that.
It does. At that point, I was trying to be nice, like Todd tells me to be. So I just said, oh, just protect other people about the mask. And then I saw she responded something. I don't want to need to look at this response all night. It's going to bug me. So I looked at it this morning, and she says, protect from what?
Well, it's like every wrestler has got their
protect
signature.
From what? Like, what? You're an idiot.
You know, the wrestlers have their signature finishing move. That's Tyler's signature finishing
yeah, it
move.
It is. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Out.
But I gave her an out. I gave her an out. I said, listen, it's to protect other people. It's not about you. Protect from what? She's so dumb.
You're just scared of your fear.
Right.
Yeah.
You're scared of your fear.
No, that's the only thing we have to fear.
Yeah. Right? It should be.
Yep.
Is idiot Karen. She's a total right. Karen-looking chick, too.
I learned yesterday on Facebook that apparently a Planned Parenthood, and if they have an abortion clinic, they take those babies and they experiment with them on vaccines.
Oh, really?
They send them to the vaccine factory.
They give them to you.
Just experiment
them,
right? on those fetuses. Right.
Oh.
And I instructed that person that, you should send this to Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
They could blow it wide
they
open.
Thought you were playing along, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. So get ready for that one, Craig.
Okay.
There is a bombshell about to be dropped on the media.
All right.
Thanks to Facebook guy investigation.
Good.
We don't care about
good.
Because he wasn't just talking out of his ass.
I understand.
He cited sources.
Mm.
No, he
I don't
didn't
think
do
he
that.
Did.
No, he didn't have to.
No.
You just have to put it in the comments section, and it becomes fact to a lot of people.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home? Isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Out of Wilmington, Delaware, police say that around 12:30 in the a.m., detectives were watching the Newcastle County Carousel Park and Equestrian Center.
Uh-oh.
As part of an ongoing investigation.
When he says it like that.
Well, you had me at equestrian.
Yeah. It's horses.
On the equestrian.
Somebody's going to really like horses.
Horse, of course.
They saw 31-year-old Michael Riego looking into a pony's stall.
Okay. Now, here's the deal about that. If you read that to people that don't listen to Todd and Tyler, they're going to think, okay, what happened at the equestrian center? Everybody listening to us said, oh, somebody banged a horse.
Yeah. As soon as equestrian guy came out of your mouth, they said, oh, yeah, horse banger.
Authorities saw 31-year-old Michael Riego looking into a pony's stall about 12:30 in the morning. According to police, he entered the stall, tied up the pony's rear legs. They found him hiding in a corner and arrested him.
A pony? Oh,
well,
come on.
See, now, they use the word pony, but most of these have to there's several instances here where they are dealing with 17 to 31-year-old horses. Nevertheless, authorities say an investigation has been ongoing after multiple reports of horses found with their legs tied with cords. Authorities say all the ponies were treated and have since resumed their normal routines.
No, they're not.
Mr. Riego is facing felony bestiality and burglary charges.
They're keeping their asses against the walls with the horses.
I'm happy to say that.
Yeah.
I have no idea how these guys' brains work.
We're happy to say that too, because you're our friend.
All right.
I mean, is there some kind of malfunction?
Oh, there's got
to
be.
If you feel the need to relieve yourself with an animal, what the hell is wrong with you?
The giant horse cock weighs over 11 pounds.
I've always loved that. It's conch, by the way, is a shell.
Is it worse?
Relax, people.
When he said pony, I thought, this went lower.
Well, it's
if it's an underage horse,
it's pedophile horses.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a full-grown horse.
Yeah.
Somehow that seems a little more egregious.
Yeah. When he said that, I went, oh, well, that's even worse.
Yeah, ride the pony. Yeah. I love Craig just says, equestrian center. Up, so I banged a horse.
Horse banger.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.